Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show. Talking about organ transplant and the miracle that it is this morning. And you were calling about your husband. Tell us what's going on.
Hi, my husband was a liver recipient in 2011. It was amazing. We were blessed to have God touch that liver after it was put in and make it his own.
Yeah, I guess that's the biggest issue is that even after transplant, your body can reject it.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it did not. And in the process of the healing, that touch, he was out of the hospital in a week.
Wow.
He was back to work in 3 weeks. It was just a miracle. It was just a God miracle.
Wow.
And when the doctor took his liver out and put the new liver in, he came out and told me, he said, it was like I took it out and put it right back in again.
Wow.
It was just a miracle for time in our life.
It's amazing.
When God took over.
And, you know, more people should look into organ transplant because a lot of times it doesn't really change your life so much. You can live normally. Well, good question. Is your husband completely normal right now?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's the cool part about this. It's almost like, you know, you go to the auto parts store and get a new one, put it in. Hey. Everything's working great. Marcy is with us. What's going on?
Well, I owe this all to your radio station and to all of you, first of all. And I've talked to you guys before when the COVID started. Oh my God, somebody should do something. So he said, why don't you? So I have been. I'm right now making burritos for the truckers at the truck stop on 98th Street in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you're the burrito lady.
Well, I guess you could call me that, but I'm the blessing that makes burritos.
The blessing that makes burritos. I remember you handing out free burritos to truckers.
Every Tuesday and Friday, hand them out burritos, brownies, and a bottle of water.
Now, how long have you been doing this now? I think we talked to you when you first started.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
2 years!
But this is a joy. This is my joy to get up at 5:30 or 6, make the burritos. I make the brownies the day before, and go hand them out to the truckers, because you know what? If it wasn't for the truckers, we would have nothing.
Mm.
And God wants the truckers to know that he loves them too.
That's right. He does.
Yep. I get up and I make the burritos. I believe that everything that my hand touches will prosper, because there is a message to this whole thing.
What do you mean a message? Do you give them like a note?
Yep. There's a little track that says, how to get to heaven from New Mexico.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe you're waiting right now. Well, don't settle on what you're believing God for just because you don't see it yet. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this quote, and I thought, wow. It says, don't settle, you know, for what you're believing God for just because you don't see it. What you want does exist. And I think it's true that if God is behind something, and if you know if it's going to sound, you know, cheesy, but, you know, where God guides, God provides. He will help make that, whatever that is, especially if it's his will, know it. It's going to happen.
I think, and what you said is the really important piece to this, if it's his will. Because I think sometimes we can get really wrapped up in what we want and we can convince ourselves that it's God's will.
Exactly.
So it's very important to be in prayer and be in the word and really, you know, align yourself with what God is telling you and the direction that God is pushing you in. But it can be very difficult to wait on God's timing.
It's true.
Because his timing can be so different from ours and we can get so impatient.
Well, let's just put it like this. God moves in and out of time like it doesn't exist.
Yes.
It's a created thing by him.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know, this, I've really seen this plainly laid out in finances. Here's an example. I have got a friend of mine, and he would come to me and talk to me about a financial issue or whatever that they were having. And I said, man, let's pray about it. God can work this out. He can do something. And literally like a week later, we put it on the credit card. And I was like, well, there's nothing wrong with charging stuff. But sometimes if you wait just a little bit longer and continue to pray and ask God for the provision, a lot of times it comes through. I almost feel like we jumped to that as like a safety net a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just wait on God and see what happens first?
Yeah.
You know, we have had like free vans given to us. We've got like a 3-ring binder of financial miracles that have happened. And a lot of it is, I'll be honest with you, Misty, I wanted to charge it and get it right away, or I wanted to just go buy it. But God's like, hey, what happens if you can trust me?
Mm-hmm.
What could happen? You know, once upon a time, there weren't credit cards. What did people do then?
Right. Well, he wrote checks.
Good point. If you want to chime in, you can call us 888-888-9976. We're talking about waiting on God this morning. Tina's with us. What's on your mind?
You know what you were just talking about? I was trusting God to move us out of a neighborhood that we've been in for 30 years. And I kept trying to do it on my own, and he would slam the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning we were in Flagstaff, and he said, something's coming your way that you wanted for a long time. Just trust him.
So who's he? God said this?
Yes. And within the month, we bought a home. And we ended up paying cash for it.
Wow.
Huge blessing, because we're in retirement. So I believe that with all my heart, that if you wait on God, he's going to answer. And it's better than I ever would imagine. If I had settled,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What a blessing that you guys didn't.
Yes.
It's a good reminder. Who knows what miracle could happen if we just wait a little longer.
We bought the home at a good price. And then the housing market just went skyrocketing, where we could pay that home off.
Wow.
The new home off with the old home. And it was just a huge blessing.
That's great.
And it's not to say that God can't use our mess ups, because he does.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, thankfully.
Yeah.
I automatically, my mind goes to my career missteps, places where I have panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken jobs that in the end were not the right step at all. And how much more quickly could I have gotten to where I am now if I had been walking in his will when it came to my job?
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, you know, I am here, and he had his hand in it all along. But he was like, honey, listen to me. And we might not have had all these detours that you took in the first place. You could have gotten here much more quickly.
Path. Yeah,
yes.
Good point. What you illustrate, Misty, is this. I have learned that things of God are a lot easier than we think.
Yes.
But no one likes to wait.
No, not at all.
Hey, everyone, this is Jordan St. Cyr. By supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Tell us about your good news. Our number is 888-888-9976. Helen is with us. Tell us what's going on.
A week ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
No.
I totally freaked out. I was ready to buy my headstone.
Wow.
And not knowing was the worst part. Well, then a day before I got the final results, and yes, I do have cancer, I had a peace come over me. Helen, you've been through this before, and God has taken you through it. And what's the worst that can happen? You die and go to heaven? So I'm walking around in joy and peace, knowing that he has my back, and there's nothing on this earth that he can't change or redeem me from.
Mm.
I'm so thankful that I have my faith and I have God, that I know I can go through this without pity parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so thankful that I have my faith and that I know that God is going to get me through it.
Wow.
He said to me a long time ago, it's always been about you and me, no one else on earth. It's just you and me. And I have that strength behind me every day because he's the person that I go to. You know, we give that power to other people that are in our lives sometimes inappropriately. And then, of course, they always disappoint.
Mm.
God never does.
Wow, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good thought.
There's certain things only God can do, and we go to other people for those things.
Mm.
And they're going to let us down because they're not God.
Right.
That's so profound.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Wow.
I think moments like what you're going through are major resets.
They are.
Your outlook and your faith are inspiring.
Absolutely.
I have such a peace over me, and that can only come from God. Mm. It passes all understanding.
You're right. The truth of that scripture is that it doesn't make any sense why you should have peace. I don't understand, God. I've been diagnosed with cancer. Why am I peaceful?
You're right. And you need that peace to get through it.
I've just been told there's a very adorable child on the phone.
Oh.
Yes. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Evelyn, what's on your mind?
This weekend, we were invited to a wedding.
Oh.
It was really cool. It was our, our cousin's cousin.
Your cousin's
and,
cousin.
Well, cousin. and so the whole time I was there, I was thinking what a blessing it was and how God brought these two couples together.
That is wonderful.
Sweet. That
is, it's nice that the so two cousins got married?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Their names were Maggie and Scott.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a blessing, and I thought, wow, the wonders that God does every day in your life.
Amen. I agree.
So, yeah, and I also like your radio. It's nice.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
They're taking
Yeah.
Hello.
What is going on in this car?
I don't know. Lots of voices.
We're on our way to school. And
oh.
This is Mom. And I don't think they thought they would actually get to talk to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she did a great job.
Absolutely. And we are glad to know that cousins didn't get married.
Yeah.
In spite of Kinkle Fritz.
Your cousin got married. It's fine. Your cousin didn't get married.
You don't have to chase what God has for you. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this. I thought it's pretty powerful. It says, we never arrive to the future.
Hmm.
The future arrives to us. God knows the plans he has for you. He knows the end from the beginning, so just rest. You don't have to chase what God has for you. You know, and it reminds me of times in my life I tried to force something. I tried to make it happen.
Yeah.
Instead of allowing God to make it happen. Here's a good example. We were of need of a new wheelchair van for our daughter. If you don't know, my wife and I have a daughter diagnosed with some special needs. She's in a wheelchair, and really, we were basically getting exhausted, picking her up, trying to put her in a car seat. She was getting heavy. And I was starting to worry about this thing. I was starting to put plans in place and figure out how to do this, do that, and do this, do that. And then one day, I read, you know, to not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. And I said, God, I'm not going to give this to you and I'm not going to worry about it. You know exactly what to do. And I did that. And within a month, this lady called up. She said, I heard you guys need a van. I want to give mine to you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Gave you a van?
Yes.
No strings attached.
Nothing. And I was like ready to pay her as I was meeting her to buy this from her. She goes, you probably want to know what this van is. I said, yeah, absolutely. She goes, I'm giving it to you. And
oh,
I just started crying.
Wow.
So I think there's a lot of power in really as much as you possibly can trying not to worry, but really truly giving it to him and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
That's kind of like that saying where it's like, you know, the door that God wants you to walk through, he's going to open it.
Yep.
There may be five other doors around it, and you're just trying to, like, force these others open. And he's like, this one right here,
the one
holding open for you.
And it'll be easy to walk
it?
Through.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to force it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We make things so difficult on ourselves, and we don't have to.
It does remind me of that analogy. And by the way, God's not going to open a window. You walk through doors, not windows.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer. prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.